Let's go. Daily podcast time on 111. That's right. January 11th for all you numerology geeks out there. It's Dave, your podcast host and contestant today in Dave's Beatdown. How would I do? Identifying three isolated drum tracks, little kid or drunk adult. That was the challenge for the listeners. We heard about the top five current TikTok challenges, touched on the college football championship game, which was last night. A list of top cities for bed bugs came out, which should have us running for the suburbs. We shared strange things we do that are actually genius. Song stories today featured Middle of the Road and COVID meets Viagra. Here you go. It's the Daily Podcast.
So are you in the money or not?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you are.
You weren't paying attention to my FanDuel ads yesterday?
No, I was not paying attention to your FanDuel ads yesterday.
All over Georgia last night. Took a little while to get cooking, but it did. Late into the night.
All right. Nice night. Well, you did a hell of a lot better than Mattress Mac.
Oh, no. Did he have Alabama?
He had Alabama. He had $1.2 million on Alabama.
Oof.
All right. Which, okay.
Ouch.
All right. So.
I mean, a lot of people did. It is Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, completely owned Georgia up until this point.
Right. Well, you know, and we didn't even play Deacon Blues.
Oh, did you plan on that?
No, I was planning if they won. You know,
I saw Steve. What was it? Radio stations of Georgia refused to play Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, really got him.
Yeah,
took it to him.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
Dorothy Dead. Close to it. She's 106.
Oh.
Okay. So Dorothy Ned. She's
You said Dorothy Ned. I honestly thought you said Dorothy Dead.
So did
I. Oh, no. Dorothy Ned is 106 years old. She lives here in Philadelphia. And, of course, as soon as she turns 106, some reporter shows up and says, well, what is your secret to life?
Sure.
You know, and as always, God comes into play. All right. You know, one of the first things he says, the greatest joy comes from serving the Lord.
Okay.
And this, number two, a Big Mac.
Oh, my girl. I love that.
Big Mac.
Number one combo, baby.
All right. Now, is that your go-to McDonald's thing?
Every time.
Really?
Yeah, I hardly ever deviate.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I go quarter pounder.
Yeah, I'm a quarter pound with cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a Big Mac guy.
You ever do the double quarter pounder?
John, absolutely not.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I'm actually trying to.
Right.
That S-eating grin you just had.
Right. It was because. Now, John's the only one here doing a double quarter pounder. I do not do a double quarter pounder, okay?
Actually, do you know what my favorite thing at McDonald's is?
The ice cream cone.
No. A Filet-O-Fish.
Get that.
Oh, my God. My father-in-law, same way. Every time we go golfing.
Stop.
Every golf trip.
Are you serious?
I love them.
You get the 2 for $5 sometimes.
What fish is it?
It's
No,
cod.
It's not.
It's cod.
No.
It's a Grimace fish.
It's not cod.
It's white fish.
That's right. Philadelphia.
Not a Philadelphia white fish, but it's white fish.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
By the way, there's some, and I've mentioned this before, on a regular basis, whenever I see these lists of, like, best city in America to do this or worst city in America to do that, I always look to see, okay, where do we fall? And most times, we're not in the top 10 or we're not in the bottom 10. We're always somewhere in the middle. All right. There's an annual top 10 list that you don't want your city to be on.
Murders.
All right. Well I think we're two behind Chicago.
Yeah, one of the favorites for sure.
Right.
Close.
Orkin just posted their 2022 list of the top cities for bed bugs.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Ugh. And Chicago is number one.
That's who's murdering all the people.
Right. Yeah. All right. And Philadelphia and his murders coming in number two.
All right.
And in bed bugs.
Oh, no.
I think that. Sorry.
And
this is
in
a conspiracy.
Bed bugs. That's what it is. That's what it is. Bed bugs cause murders.
Correct.
All right. But no.
Guns don't kill people. Bed bugs do.
All right. No, but here's the sad part about it. We were 14 last year.
Oh, jeez.
We jumped from 14 to number 2 in 1 year.
Yikes, man.
Right, yeah. So,
is there any explanation for that?
No. The rest of the top 10 is New York, Detroit, Baltimore, Indianapolis, D.C., Cleveland. D.C. was number 2 last year. Oh, D.C. was number 1 for 2 years in a row. All right. Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati. All right, so
can't wait for my first hotel night this year for snow.
Well,
it's going to be a little bit of a panic.
You're in Ballot, though. You're not in.
So technically, you know what? I'm okay here. Yeah, I'm safe. Yeah. They don't exist here.
So that list is telling me that major cities have the higher number of bed bugs.
Yes.
Shocking.
But they do give some tips, like if you're traveling or if you're staying someplace, never put your luggage on the bed. Right, because then you're just going to take those little critters home with you.
The first thing I do is check. I mean, I don't even put my bags down. I go straight to the bed, check the corners.
Right.
Anytime I stay somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, my wife got me in that mode.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
She'd probably rather be attempted murdered than sleep in a bed with bugs.
Right.
Honestly.
Lisa and bugs.
Oh. Yeah, women in general.
We rented a house down the shore once. She talks about this to this day.
Oh no,
she talks about
you spotted
and,
some.
There were ticks in the house.
Oh,
all right, and we had dogs, right? And nothing skeeves Lisa more than ticks.
Sure,
right? And one morning, right, she wakes up and she's laying on the pillow and she opens her eyes, laying on her side, and she opens her eyes and there's a tick looking right at her on her pillow.
Hey, how you doing? Lisa, good morning.
I literally got up, packed her bags, went home.
Oh, no.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I know this is going to sound shocking because, you know, I've always contended that pizza is the perfect food.
Yeah.
Right? We had pizza last night for the first time since before Thanksgiving.
What?
Why?
Yeah.
What? I don't know. Just kind of happened that way.
Oh, my Lord.
Just kind of happened that way. It was like, you know,
I don't think I've ever taken that kind of a break.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it comes to pizza, do you have it delivered or do you pick it up?
I pick up.
You're picking
up?
Yep. You're pick up
I have to get it picked up or two on the boonies.
All right. Yeah. All right.
I have to pick it up.
All right.
I got a buddy who also is a pickup guy, but he's a freak because he's weird and will order it uncut.
And what?
Really?
Like, just give me the pizza. Don't cut it. I'm going to cut it myself.
Right. What's his point behind that?
So this way, when it's in the car, it's not sliding all over. The cheese is not kind of sliding from piece to piece. And then when he picks up a slice at home, the toppings and stuff aren't sliding off onto. It kind of stays in place. The crust is crispier, he says.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
I mean, it sounds genius.
Yeah, might be.
Maybe it is.
But you know what? See, I think this is a transportation issue. This is somebody. Okay, all right. Now, when I pick up pizza, all right, first off, I put it either in the trunk or the back of.
The trunk?
Here's the reason why.
Okay.
Because it's flat. See, people, one of the reasons all everything on your pizza is sliding is because you're putting on a seat that's tilting backwards.
I took out my front seat. I have a table in my passenger seat.
But on top of that, I have a work blanket in the back of the car in case I ever have to get under the car in an emergency or something like that. So, and I take the work blanket and I open it up and I put the pizza box on it and then I wrap the pizza box with the work blanket. And
Keep
when I get
hot?
Home,
like
it's still hot.
Wow.
It's still hot. Now, that's weird, but genius.
That is genius, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you have your own weird but genius thing?
I do, and I think this is going to fall. It falls back into food, not that this is strictly all food stuff, but when I eat tacos, I like hard tacos.
Right.
I like to eat my hard taco inside of a soft taco shell.
What?
Because when I bite it and it crunches and falls apart, instead of losing everything onto my plate, the soft taco catches it.
Oh.
It is a taco blanket.
It's a taco. I like that.
And every once in a while, I'll put like rice and cheese on the soft taco.
All right.
And then the hard taco on top of that. Chomp, bite it, doesn't fall apart.
Man,
okay.
I'm
weird.
Starving.
Okay. Genius.
Right. And inspired.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Weird, but Jim, we should open this up to the audience.
Yeah, I agree.
215-263-WMGK.
Not just food stuff either.
Not just food stuff. It could be anything.
Limit ourselves.
Any kind of like weird but genius move that you pull. You got one?
I got a food one. I can't do it anymore because Wendy's got rid of their side salad.
Uh-huh.
But I used to get a side salad for $1.
Right.
And then chicken nuggets for $1.
Right.
Slice up the chicken nuggets. Bam. Right. Chicken salad, $2. You're welcome.
You're such a cheap mother.
Yes, I am, but I'm a genius cheap mother.
Weird.
Nuggeter.
Weird, but genius.
Weird, but genius.
All right. So do you have one of your own, or what is your shortcut to whatever? And again, all three of us went with food, but it doesn't have to be a food thing. Maybe there's something you do, you know, in the shop. Maybe there's some way you have of working in the yard, something like that. Whatever it might be. So your easy get around, as strange as it may seem, when it really comes down to it, It's genius. I've got another, weird but genius move.
What is it?
All right. Well, you guys know. I don't know. I may have talked about this on the. I do a lot of woodworking.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and it's a woodworking trick where, and anybody who works in wood knows this. Where if rather than gutting, like if you have to fill a space, and rather than using like a wood putty or sure. Like a plastic wood or something like that, what you do is you take wood glue and sawdust from the wood that you're working on. You mix those together, so now you're actually using the actual wood, and you're putting it in there.
Okay.
All right? That takes time.
Sure.
Right? I've learned that if you take CA glue, super glue.
Okay.
All right? And say you have you have like a little hole or something in the wood, right? Put super glue in there. Now take your sander, right, and sand over it. All the dust from the sander fills into super glue. It closes up like that.
Sounds fun.
It locks up in no time. That's boom. Cool. You didn't know there was a mar to the wood.
Sounds satisfying.
There you go. Weird, but genius.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good one.
If you've got one of your own, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Middle of the Road came from the Pretenders' Learning to Crawl album, which was released on this date in 1983. Chrissie Hynde, basically, when asked what inspired her about this, it really wasn't, a radio format, let's just say that much.
Middle of the Road is a sort of Taoist groove going on here, the middle way. But at that time, I came over to the States and I started seeing this MOR format on the radio. And the middle of the road, I thought it was very funny. Middle of the road is always considered average, that they'd made it a kind of format. But for me, I was referring to the middle way.
The John DiBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
There is there's a new TikTok challenge.
Oh, good.
All right. This one actually, it's not dangerous, right? Like they normally are. Like eating Tide Pods or
knock your teacher out.
You know, falling off of milk crates and high heels. Right. Knock your teacher out.
That was a good
out.
One. That was a good one. That all right, right. One. That was cool to see.
It's peel a raw egg.
Okay.
All right. They actually do this. It seems that something doctors and dentists do in medical school, where you have to take the shell off the egg, but the membrane stays inside.
Was it for like surgeons or something?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they get good at tedious tasks?
Right. Do they get the use surgeon tools also to do it?
Yeah. It says most popular tools to use are tweezers and cuticle pushers.
Cuticle.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So
you're gonna give it a whirl.
All right. No.
No?
No.
No,
no, no.
Fire up the old TikTok.
With these ham hands.
Yeah, right. I would love to see it.
With these ham hands.
Truly
it's like,
a challenge.
No. There are some dumb challenges on TikTok. I mean, there's numbers of dumb challenges on TikTok. I mean, there's an endless amount of dumb challenges on TikTok.
How many?
Well, there's at least five.
That's actually all right. I'll take five. I'm okay with that.
Tell you about. All right, five dumb challenges on TikTok you might want to avoid. All right, number one, lick it down power line challenge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You won't get the 4, 3, 2, or 1 if you do that one.
Okay. Number two, a bite on a freshly microwaved hot pocket challenge.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, number three, I know you'll like this one, Steve.
Right.
This one's right up your alley. Wear a Derek Jeter jersey in a Boston bar challenge. Number four, ask a Karen to wear a mask at Trader Joe's challenge.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And really the top one of them all, snort Nana's ashes challenge.
My God.
There you go. Cindy really likes the idea of snorting Nana's ashes.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
We still have a line available if somebody wanted to take a guess at little kid or drunk adult. What the guy is saying here is I have to translate because the combination of the quality of the phone call and his accent.
Got into the coffee beans thinking that they were jelly beans, and I threw up everywhere.
He got into the coffee beans thinking they were jelly beans, and he threw up everywhere, right? What do you think? Little kid or drunk adult? We got one phone line open, 215-263-WMGK. Should we go to the phones?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Start off with Terry here. Good morning, Terry. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I am fine. How are you, darling?
I'm great, thank you.
What are you doing to stay warm?
I'm teaching kindergarten. I'm in my classroom right now.
Okay.
And it's kind of cold in here.
Are the kids there yet?
Not yet.
Are they all showing up in those one-piece snowsuits?
They're all bundled up, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, Terry, what do you think? Little kid or drunk adult?
Well, you know, I teach kindergarten, so I'm going to go with little kid.
Little kid? All right. Hold on a moment. Let's move on over to Terrence. Terrence, what are you going to say? Little kid or drunk adult?
I go with little kid as well.
Okay. All right. Hold on. This is for Mark Maron tickets. If anybody gets this right, they'll get a pair of tickets to see him at the Keswick. Let's move over to Kevin. Kevin, little kid or drunk adult?
Oh, I got two little kids, so I'm going with little kids.
Little kids. Okay, all right. And that takes us over to Mike. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
All right, John. How are you?
I'm damn fine. So what do you think, little kid or drunk adult?
I got to go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right, hold on. That's the first drunk adult we got. Let's find out who this is. Hi there. Who's this?
Natalie.
Natalie, little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid.
Little kid. All right, so we have four little kids and one drunk adult. Let's see what our listener had to say.
I was a drunk adult. I just grabbed a whole handful and just started munching on them. And I don't know if y'all have ever decided to eat coffee beans or coffee grounds. They will make you throw up everywhere.
Oh, yes. All right, so it seems that Mike is the only one who's walking away with a pair of Marc Maron tickets for a little kid or drunk adult.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Right now. It is time for Dave's Beatdown. This is where we play isolated drum tracks from songs that we all know, but it's only the drums. It is only the drums, and it's Dave's job to figure out what song it is. And, you know, the wild thing about this is I was thinking about this morning. If we had somebody come in and play these exact same beats, you probably would have a very difficult time getting it.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, because not only do you pay attention to the beat, you pay attention to the sound of the drums.
Yeah, that's the
and
first step.
And you can tell one drummer from another just from the player.
I try to identify the era first, from the era, narrow it down to the band, and then from the band to what song.
Okay.
That's my method.
All right, well then, let's start here and tell us what song this is for Dave's Beatdown.
Boston, More Than a Feeling.
Oh my God. He even went in with the guitar.
I heard it in my head. It was like a ghost riff.
Right? Although it takes a while for the drums to come in on this.
That's right. He gave us the guitar, too. So this is what the guitar actually sounds like.
Yeah, it sounded way better than anything he was cooking up in Boston.
Wow.
There it is.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So that's
one for one.
One for Dave so far. All right. Let's move on and tell us what song this is for Dave's Beatdown. Oh, that's More Than a Feeling again.
Ah, tricked you!
I probably would have guessed something different.
Here we go. I think this is the stumper today.
Mm-hmm.
got his hand on his chin.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Oh, he's rubbing his chin.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that'll help.
He's asking, did I shave 6 years ago?
Shut up. Shut up, Steve. Trying to concentrate. Oh, man. Does sound like it could be Boston again. Even needs here's some bleed through. I'm just not finding it though.
I don't think you got it.
Well, he's back in the verse.
We need an answer.
Yeah, I don't got this one. Sorry. Dang!
That, my good man,
no sweep. Ah, 38 special.
Caught up in you.
Obscure one. All right, all right, all right. Come on. Gotta
you
avoid.
Know, you gave me an idea.
You do have one more, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. Don't tell him. We'll do it another time. Okay. Okay. I'm right there with you. Okay. Yes, shut up. Don't say anything else.
Okay.
Go back to Dave.
You do have
shaving.
One more, I hope.
I do have one good. More. All right. And this one.
Feeling the pressure.
This one. I can't say anything. I can't say anything because anything I say will be too much of a clue.
Okay.
So let's just give it to him.
Oh. Stuart Copeland.
I knew it.
Synchronicity 2.
Yeah.
One of my favorite songs. Yeah. Sounds crisper in the mix here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's wild about it is that I knew it's the drum sound alone.
Yeah.
Drum sound alone would give it to you.
Yeah, no one has tone like him.
Right. So, yep. Dave's beat down. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yes, sir.
That's a good job there, Meatloaf.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We'd do for a U2 tour. When was it? I can't remember the last time there was a U2 tour.
It wasn't the Claw tour.
Right.
It was that 2 tours ago.
Right.
Like 3 years ago, they were at the bank, weren't they?
Were they? Right.
Three. It was probably 6.
Right.
No, time flies.
Right. It was the
exactly.
Clock.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. 18 degrees outside, going to 25 today. Bright side coming up. You got something you want to say to the bright side list? Just text it on into us to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. We're getting ready for a Take the Fifth and give you the opportunity to pick up on Eagles tickets before they go on sale. They're going on sale this coming Thursday at 10 a.m. I'm not sure if you hear about this story about this nurse in the UK who woke up after a 28-day COVID coma.
No.
Right. And all of it thanks to a little help from Viagra?
No.
Monica Almeida reportedly spent 4 weeks fighting for her life after contracting COVID, and her colleagues thought that it was worth giving an experimental treatment a shot. Doctors had given her a large dose of Viagra, which she consented to prior being put into an induced coma.
I would hope.
All right. And then, that's true.
She wakes up, why are my nipples erect?
Then 3 days later, before the ventilator was to be shut off, she popped up.
Wow.
Literally.
Not in the same way. Right. Yeah. And they think that the Viagra might have helped her condition by opening up her airways and improving her blood flow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
All right.
I mean, what did they throw a dart at Viagra? Like, how did they? Was this already something?
Right,
or,
yeah.
Like, where did they come up with that?
I have no idea. It doesn't explain that in the story. Okay. She's now at home recovering with her husband.
I bet.
Who's
now he's taking the Viagra.
First, doctors used Viagra to treat erectile dysfunction in men. Then they used Viagra for a woman in a coma with COVID. And now introducing Viagra for women in comas. And since women can be more complicated than men, it's got a new name. Ask your doctor about nymphohumpenidine trisexolate prolixidol estrogenolamine hypergasma dixigen COVID-69. It's the most complex and effective medication to treat your COVID coma and your libido. So ladies, when you want to enhance your sex life or come out of a coma, reach for new nymphohumpenidine trisexolate prolixidol estrogenolamine hypergasma dixigen COVID-69. Ask for it by name.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.